నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 57 టైటిల్ శత్రజిత్ మర్డర్డ్ ద జివల్ రిటర్న్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 16, 17 and 18. యా సప్త ఆయనః శైలం ఉత్పాత్య ఏకేన పానినా దదార లీలాయా బాలః ఉచ్చిలింద్రం ఇవా అర్భకః. యా సప్తహాయనా శైలం ఉత్పాత్యైకేన పానినా దదార లీలాయా బాలా ఉచ్చలీంద్రమివార్వకా. యా సప్తహాయాన శైలం ఉత్పాత్యైకేన పానినా దదార లీలాయా బాలా ఉచ్చిలింద్రం ఇవార్బకా. యా సప్తాయన శైలం ఉత్పాత్యైకేన పానినా దదార లీలాయా బాలా ఉచ్చిలింద్రం ఇవర్భకా. ఉత్పాదేకేన పానినా మాతాజీ యః సప్తాయన శైలం ఉత్పాత్యైకేన పానినా దదార లీలయా బాల ఉచ్చిలీంద్రం ఇవార్బక యా హు సప్త సెవెన్ ఆయనా ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏజ్ శైలం అ మౌంటెన్ ఉత్పాత్య అప్రూటింగ్ ఏకేనా విత్ అ సింగల్ పానినా హ్యాండ్ దధారా హెల్డ్ అప్ లీలాయా యాజ్ ప్లే బాలః అ మ్యూర్ చైల్డ్ ఉచ్చిలీంద్రం అ మష్రూమ్ ఇవ యాజ్ అర్బకః ఎ బాయ్ Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As a child of seven, Krishna uprooted an entire mountain and held it aloft as easily as a young boy picks up a mushroom. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll go to the next verse, 17 and 18. నమస్తస్మై భగవతే కృష్ణాయ భూతకర్మణే అమంతయాధిభూతాయ కూటస్థాయాత్మనే నమః. ఐ ఆఫర్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ గాడ్ ఎడ్ కృష్ణ, హూస్ ఎవ్రీ డీడ్ ఈజ్ అమేజింగ్. హీస్ అ సుప్రీం సోల్, అన్లిమిటెడ్ సోర్స్ అండ్ ఫిక్స్ సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ప్రత్యఖ్యాత సతేనాపి శతాధన్వ మహామనిం తస్మిన్నస్య స్వం ఆరుయ శతయోజన గమ్యయో. హిజ్ అపీల్ దస్ రిజెక్టెడ్ బై అక్రూర ఆల్సో శతధన్వ ప్లేస్ ద ప్రెషస్ జివల్ ఇన్ అక్రూరస్ కేర్ అండ్ ఫ్లెడ్ ఆన్ అ హార్స్ దట్ కుడ్ ట్రావెల్ 100 యోజనాస్ దట్ ఈస్ 800 మైల్స్. పర్పట్ The term Nyasya, living in the care of, implies Shatadhanva now believed the jewel was his. Thus he was leaving it in the care of a friend. In blunt terms, this is thief's mentality. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురోం మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాం వితాం తాం సజీవాం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాం సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాం నమః. ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినే ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యస్య కృపా సింధూయైవ చ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమా ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతిసే నమః. ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. ತಾಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ಋಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
As a child of seven, Krishna uprooted an entire mountain and held it aloft as easily as a young boy picks up a mushroom. I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, whose every deed is amazing. He is the Supreme Soul, the unlimited source and fixed center of all existence. His appeal thus rejected by Akrura also, Shatadhanva placed the precious jewel in Akrura's care and fled on a horse that could travel 100 yojanas, 800 miles. Hare Krishna Prabhu. So, we are all meeting after a very extended festival. Both Saturday, Sunday, we had festival where there was discussion about mainly the essence of bhakti principles. So simple, one sense. The Lord is just expecting that whatever you have, you just offer. And the Lord is pleased. But how you offer? If you offer with that feelings of love and gratitude, the Lord is so pleased that He invests all the joy and happiness in the person who is offering. And that's perfection of life. Isn't it simple? Is there anything more to discuss? But then we are reading today Srimad Bhagavatam. We have come back. So much controversies, doubts, confusion, conflicts, and the title is murdered. Anandrindan Prabhu, do you remember? This verse came early 90s. We were just reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and this verse had come. Like after, you know, all the Leelas and this chapter had come for. So after the class there will be discussion on why did, you know, how can Akrura have this type of thoughts? How can Shatrachit be murdered? How is this murder and this and that? So there was something going on. I don't know. And the next day when we came for Bhagavatam class, we were a little shocked. You know why we were shocked? The verse was first canto, first verse. Janmadiyasi. Remember? And yeah, so this was creating, but then of course now we are going to go ahead. So then this is created, and then of course first verse. The first verse went on for many days. Anyway, of course, we have been discussing about why, you know, Krishna himself is defending about his reputation. There's a rumor about doubts about him, and Krishna is going to defend, prove that, you know, he's not wrong. So all these things, if it is not properly heard, then it creates some type of a why. So here in this episode, of course, those who are coming here for the first time, this is in short, this is the event where Shatadhanva has murdered Shatrajit. Now, who is Shatrajit? The father-in-law of Krishna. Imagine what guts a person to go and who instigated him to go and do that? Who told him? Akrura and Kritadharma, and they were his best friends. They told him, go and take that jewel. And he did, he murdered him. And after he returned with the jewel, and he comes back to his friends, and they are his friends. Now here they are saying that you have done that. My God, Krishna, he is not good. You know who is Krishna? And he is talking about, you know, Krishna is all glories and all. You know, he, as a 7-year-old boy, he lifted up the mountain and the whole creation is coming from him. What chance you have? Now, Satadhanva, I mean, friends are meant to really help in this situation. No doubt they gave him the right, not instruction, but they gave him who is Krishna. But then Satadhanva here, he has hopes. He is in fear, he is running away. But he has hope in his own ability. He is thinking that I can escape. And here he is talking about a horse which can run 800 yojanas. He thinks that I can run away. Escape. Now this is the mentality, as it is said, a thief mentality. Where he, which is not belonging to him, he has taken ownership that. It is, this is mine. Okay, I take it, leave it to you under your care. And same time with my ability, I would go. So fear is one of the emotion which is all pervading. In all levels of existence, fear is there. I don't think anyone here can say that we are not experienced fear. But the most important thing is, what is the nature of that fear? And obviously there are many bhajans we hear about how you become fearless. It is very true that every one of us here would like to become fearless. But fear is an emotion which is there, deeply instilled in everyone. It is one of the quality of material existence. Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, one of the purport, he says, material existence means confusion, perplexity, anxiety, fear. Now why there is fear? One sense it is very common. I mean very, very simple. That means what we are holding on to something, thinking that that will protect. But the truth is that is illusory. It is just temporary. It is just by the power of time it is going to get washed away. But you hold on to it. No, that will not change. Hold on to it. No, it will not change. But how will it not change? So, what to speak about your property or wealth or family members, including your own body itself? You know, how much can you fight against the power of time? How fearful it is that if you hear that you have got some disease, will anyone like to hear that you have some disease growing inside? It's so fearful. Now the truth is you are not this body. Well, this is a very theoretical understanding. Till you realize that you are not this body, it's a very fearful situation. So what to speak about dear ones, friends, wealth, all this, the bottom line is fear. That is what motivates everyone to work. Whether it is students or businessmen, the motivating force is out of fear that if I don't study, I'll not pass, I'll not get good marks, about my reputation, businessman, about money, about maintaining relationships, and what about security? You know that it's security, what things are happening about security. There are so many gadgets now. Advanced one, forget about the CCTV. There are so many advanced gadgets. Only purpose is security. So all these things, the bottom line is, you cannot hold on. So this is the truth. And here Satadhanva, because he had, what hopes he had kept was false. So when there was real difficulty, he could not maintain it. He had to just run out of fear. So it is said both in the Eastern and Western scriptures, there is one thing very common. It is said that what you build upon on, that will determine when problems come in life. If you have built your house on shifting sand, the foundation of the house is shifting sand, The first storm, the house will be washed away by the storm. But then same time, if the house, the foundation is on a rock, so when difficulties come, which will come, which is inevitable, material existence means difficulties. The way the material world is designed is only to give difficulties. But then the foundation is not strong, it is just a question of how it gets washed. So human life is a life of responsibility where a person invests his time. Now death is inevitable. You have birth, death is inevitable. The only difference is how do we use our time till death approaches. That freedom we have. It is not that because death is coming you become depressed. One sense, it's depressed, you know. Why am I doing all these things for? I'm going to die. But the truth is, if you have that time and you use it, you are making your foundation so strong that when death comes, you are so prepared that death is just like a stepping stone. That means you step on death. Death personified appears and is bowing down, just like the time when Dhruva Maharaj had to go back. Death personified came. And then he stepped on death personified. I mean, stepped on it. Then he crossed over it. Imagine what a preparation. So this is the difference what we are holding on to. It's holding on to something illusory. Naturally, you have to accept fear and anxiety. In one of the book I was reading about His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he gives a very nice example about how in the heart, if that feeling is there of faith and hope and love, imagine what a foundation it is, so strong. And then when the difficulties come, it is not something, it is because you have taken shelter. It is joyful. Imagine what to speak about fearful, joyful. Beyond understanding, unless easy to speak. But just to bring out that point, he gives an analogy about his own observation. So many years back, he saw his friend. His friend, he had a 2-year-old daughter. So he will visit the temple. And his 2-year-old daughter, of course, he has so much love and affection for this daughter. During the kirtan, he lift up this 2-year-old daughter and throw it up in the air. And now this is a marble floor. And he was a very tall person. And he will lift her up. And this girl, 2-year-old girl, when she's thrown up, she's laughing. Now why she's laughing? Because when she's thrown up, it's a fearful situation, but she's laughing because she has full faith, full confidence, she has full hope that her arms of her father is there to catch. Now what if instead of her father, someone else is doing that? Will she have the same? I'm sure she'll be very scared because with her father she has faith. And he would do like that. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is giving this analogy to explain that because in our heart that love is there, that faith is there, you know, naturally that hope is there, that even in that difficult situation, she is just giggling, laughing, enjoying, up in there. So this is also a relationship with the Supreme Lord. We have very one more example of the same 5-year-old boy Prahlad when he was thrown. Imagine throwing in a pit filled with snakes. Now even in that situation he can just sing that his loving embrace of his Lord he can feel. So he never felt fearful. So material existence means fearful, but when you transcend material existence, there is a fearlessness. And that fearlessness, everything appears. There is one more very interesting, again, and in contest to Shatadhanva, running away, you know, he's just running away, thinking with all his might he can. There's an analogy which says that the elephant is such a powerful animal, it can uproot trees. So powerful. But when it gets trapped in the current of river, such huge animal, it has so much strength, but in the current of water, it just cannot do anything. It's just been forced. It's a very powerful animal. But in the same river, there is small fish. Now that fish, in the same current, is going downstream, it is going upstream. Downstream, upstream, and is blissful. Why is it? Because this elephant has not taken shelter. It is just on its own ability, but the power of current. So similarly, whoever, material world, whoever he is, what power he has, what ability, what influence, but can anyone resist the power of time? Just washed away. But someone who has taken shelter, full shelter, so blissful, so happy. So this is the foundation. This is the difference. The nature of fear, fearlessness. Of course, there is again, on a transcending fearlessness, there is again a fear. That is spiritual fear. When Mother Yashoda is fearful that Krishna has eaten mud, she is very fearful. Now that is another level of fear. It's a very advanced level. But that fear is bringing one closer to Krishna. And material fear is taking one away from Krishna. The way here is running away from Krishna. The more you run away, trying on his own. So this is how in this verse we have been hearing about this false thing, the way he tried to run away, and thought, of course, Krishna chased him, and you know that in the subsequent verses it comes. But in spite of hearing, so friends, of course, this is the nature of this world, that everything which is joyful in the beginning, but the same thing can be the cause of suffering. Children are born very joyful, but the same child, when he dies, it is very miserable. Friends are friends when everything is going on, but then there is some betrayal. The same friendship relationship is very painful. Not to speak about married life, very joyful occasion, but same marriages can turn into so much bitterness that it can become worse enemies. Again, the bottom line is everything is not connected to real truth. If everything is illusory, the foundation is shifting sand. A little here and there conflict and disaster. So that is not what is real truth. Today is a very special day. Now in this contest we can try. It is a very long topic. We will not be able to, but whatever few minutes we have, we'll try to cover. In this contest, there are several personalities, acharyas in our parampara, who have revealed by their lifestyle, by their behavior, by their actions, how they were very fearless. So today happens to be the appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. Now we have heard so many acharyas. Now these acharyas, they have understood the whole essence of all the scriptures. They have applied it in their life. They have realized it. And they pour it out in the form of bhajans. So in our society, Narottam Das Thakur is very well known for his bhajans. Such amazing bringing out the glories of holy name. And plus the vision that why I can't see Vrindavan. Because my consciousness is filled with so many material desires. When will I experience this type of lamentation? So in short, we will just try to... It is said that on the day of appearance day, as we heard Maharaj saying, it is not different from the deity. The day is like a deity. So on this day, if you can pray for that qualities, they are very merciful on this day. They grant blessings. So Narottam Das Thakur's very unique appearance is, it was prophesied even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like even before he appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had prophesied that he is going to come. We all know that in Chaitanya Leela, there are people who have come to assist. They were all from the spiritual world. Many of them were manjaris, gopis. They have come in that form. So it is said that even Narottam Das Thakur, there are different versions, but it said he is also an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Nityanand went there, he was near Padma River, which is there in Radha Desh, now Bangladesh. So near the river he started crying out, Narottam, Narottam. He was wondering that who is Narottam, and he was looking across the river in that side village, and he's carrying Narottam, and he was going to and fro and crying out. So Nityananda Prabhu asked him that, what is this, in whom are you calling out? He said, just very soon there will be Narottam appearing in this village. The name of the village was Keturi Gram. So then I am going to invest all my love in this river, and this will be absorbed by Narottam when he takes bath here. So the question was, how do we know that, you know, Narottam has appeared? So Lord Nityananda was told that you are the one who are going to lead him to take bath, and his heart will be filled with love, that then with that love he will spread holy name all over. So very soon this boy was born in this family of Keturi Gram, and that time of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and all, they had all departed. They were not there. So he, as a small child, was a son of one sense a king. His name was Krishnanand. So very royal family, but from a lower caste, Kayastha family. So this boy, when that samskara time came to offer that grains, so this young child would turn his face every time an attempt was made to put this grain of rice. He would turn his head. So they were surprised that this is, grain should be taken. But then one sadhu came with Mahaprasad, and as soon as Mahaprasad was offered, he not only just took one grain, he went on taking more and more. So as he grew up, he started revealing his qualities. He was so much lamenting. He was just remembering, he was eager only to hear about Krishna Katha. He used to hear from one Brahman called Krishna Das. So during his childhood, as he grew up, his interest was only Krishna Katha. And he would tell his mother that, I want to leave. I want to leave home and go. But they were very worried, you know. Only son. So just like in Raghunath Das Goswami's case, they will keep guards so that he will not run away. But then very soon, because he was also a Vedic scholar, he was very famous. As he grew up, he was a 16-year-old boy. So there was some invitation to accept an award from the king. So that was an opportunity for him to leave. So he left home, and Lord Nityananda in the dream told him that you should go to Vrindavan. Of course, before that, before he left, you know that he had to go and take bath. So that event, when it happened, when he took bath, as it was predicted, his consciousness was filled with love for God. And another amazing thing happened. When he was born, he was of black complexion, but after taking bath and getting mercy of Gauranga, who appeared and embraced him, his body became golden complexion. So after that 16-year age, he left home on the excuse that, you know, he's going to receive this award from the king. Then he never went back home. He had to take the route of forest, no food, he was exhausted, so tired. And then when he reached, already he was very famous in Vrindavan, because the word had already spread that there is one Narottam who is in Keturi Gram and these are his qualities. So Jiva Goswami, Loknath Goswami, they all already knew about it. But what was told to Narottam was, you should go and take shelter of Loknath Goswami. And Loknath Goswami had taken a vow that he will not accept any disciple. So he comes and asks that. So what is Loknath Swami's response? He says, this boy, he's a prince. He's such from a royal family and he's already been blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's directly been guided by Lord Nityananda. So who am I to give him initiation? But Narottam, imagine, he was so famous and he had to, but still, when he had to approach his guru, it's so much humility. He said, that's only my causeless mercy of my guru, whatever I have. But without you accepting me, my life is useless. So he was begging like a, you know, and Loknath saw me, he didn't have anything. He was living in a very simple age, there was nothing. And here is a royal prince begging that, I want what you have. And he was begging from him. But anyway, Loknath Goswami, he said, well, I can't do that. So now, Narottam is not someone who started demanding. He just started serving. And what type of service? It's a menial service. He was just taking care of the room when he used to go out. He'll take care of the room, cleaning the utensils, keeping his bed ready. Such menial service he was doing for a long time. And another very strange thing what he used to do, no one knew about it. No one means no one in Vrindavan knew what he was doing. Only he knew. And the Lord, Radha and Krishna, knew about his service. He didn't do anything which for any recognition. Every day early in the morning, he would go to a place where his spiritual master will every day go to pass, answer nature's call. He will go and clean that place and put dry leaves, put fragrant water. So Loknath Goswami would wonder, you know, who must be doing all these things, you know. So one day he wanted to see, so he was hiding behind the bush and he saw him. He saw Narottam, this young boy. He was cleaning the previous day's stool, urine with tears in his eyes. He was not finding that service very difficult. He was just enjoying that service because his heart was filled with so much of gratitude. So he was, whatever it was appearing to him, all the dirt, it was appearing to him like jewels or something. You know, he was with lot of attention and this, he would clean up things. This was his mood. But Loknath Goswami could not, he came out of the bush, why are you doing this? So that is the time he told him that, what is the use of my life if you don't initiate me? So why are you doing all these things? He said, what can I do? Just like a young girl, she gets attracted to one young boy. She has given her heart. So what she would do? She will go and tell her father, I would like to marry this man. So similarly, I have given my heart to you, and whom shall I go to? I go to my father, and father is the supreme personality of Godhead, right? So he'd go to his father and he's been praying that, please. So his prayers was answered in this form. So Loknath Goswami said, okay, fine, as the regulation goes, you have to continue your chanting and we will see. So he went on doing this service, same service. Never he felt when You could have asked, no? Guru Maharaj, 1 year is over. When I am going to get initiated? He never asked. He never demanded. No command, nothing. Just continued his service. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this went on for several years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the dream of Loknath Goswami and said, this is false humility. Why are you not accepting him as a... Then Loknath Goswami accepted. Just imagine, to accept a guru, to get initiated, what type of approach it is. Total, nothing, given up. So very soon after this, this was one of the instructions Loknath Goswami gave him, that now, because Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami is all these literatures, you know, this Krishna, glories of Krishna Katha was there only in Vrindavan. So he gave them instructions that you should take this and distribute it to other parts of India, especially Navdeep, Orissa, and many other places where Vaishnavas were longing for that literature, for those nectar. So before this instruction, there was one thing very interesting that Loknath Goswami said, now you will be trained under Jiva Goswami. Now Jiva Goswami had other two illustrious students and they were his classmates. Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda. They became good friends. So there was never a feeling, that was a culture. Never anyone had, you know, this my guru, my disciple, or his disciple, his guru, or this guru. They were so united because the mission was only one. How to propagate this message. So they were all together. So very soon they had to leave. It's a very long story. But then coming back to this, today's fearlessness. How, when he went back to Keturi Gram, now his cousin was the king, Santosh Dutt. He was the king now. Narottam Das was completely detached, you know. But then obviously his life was meant for only propagating this message. So in a dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He said that, I am there and I want you to retrieve me. And I am there in a rice granary. You know what is granary? Those who know, where rice is stored. These are all big, huge. But that place is infested with snakes. So I want you to go. And I am there with my consort, Vishnu Priya, her deities. And you have to install these deities in Keturi Gram. So when Narottam heard this, so immediately his next thing was, where is this place, you know? Verily, he went on asking, is there any rice granary anywhere? Anyone has heard about anything like this? And it is infested with snakes, poisonous snakes. So people, you know, but then someone said, yes, there is in this village. There is. So he went there. And that zamindar, he went and told his zamindar, you have this thing? Yes, I have it. But this has been closed for last several years. Why? Because there are snakes, poisonous snakes. And we tried everything. We called the snake charmers, with mantra, whether they can. But nothing worked. The snakes would become more vicious after the mantras. So we decided to just lock it. So it is just like this. So he said, I want to unlock it. I am going over there. Fool. Then Zamindar said, you are going to definitely die. Narottam Das, no fear. So now you know what is no fear. Fearless. He just walks inside. He opens that rice stored granary and he walks in. And when he walks in, amazing thing happens. All these snakes which have been there for so many years, they start slithering out, hissing as if it's a procession. They all leave that granary and go, just because of Narottam Das Thakur's presence. మయాధ్యక్షేన ప్రకృతి సుయతే సాచరాచరం. ది సేమ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ, హూ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ కంట్రోలింగ్? ద లార్డ్. హీ క్యాన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ హీ వాంట్స్. ద వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్, వాట్ క్యాన్ దాట్ డూ? So all these snakes right in front of him, they just hissing, they all left, and he went and searched, and he found the deity of Gauranga, and he also found Vishnu Priya, and he bought them. And then there was this celebration which never before had happened, the first Gauranga festival which happened in Keturi Gram, which is so much is discussed about it, explained about it. So before the festival, Narottam Das Thakur personally went to all the villages nearby. This is the way invitation. This invitation was not just informing on phone or something. Personally designed, personally heartfelt feelings that you had to come. So they all came, and during this festival, you want to know what happened? During the kirtan was so ecstatic, those who had all departed, you don't say departed, those who had disappeared, they all appeared again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Lord Nityananda came, Advaita Acharya came, Haridas Thakur, they all again came. Those who could see, they could see. This was the power of Narottam Das Thakur's devotion. This is the power of his faith in the holy name. So his spiritual master, that is Loknath Goswami, had instructed him, you should carry this and you should establish deity worship and you should establish congregational chanting. These are the three things he did, and obviously Vaishnava Seva. So he was doing. So there is something parallel in Prabhupada's life. Prabhupada also received an instruction. If ever you get money, print books. Go to the Western world to preach. And establish temples, deity worship. So Prabhupada, at that ripe age, 69 years, he left and he established ISKCON, and today we all have the same opportunity. As Narottam Das Thakur in one of his bhajan, it says, Golokera Prema Dhana Harinam Sankirtan. Now this sound vibration is not something ordinary. It may if you feel like, because of our consciousness, it's like a sound. But the truth is, we may not feel it, but the truth is, in that holy name, the Lord has invested all his energies. His form is there. His qualities are there. His leelas are there. Everything is there in the name. So with that faith, Narottam Das Thakur spread it. Prabhupada spread it. That same thing is available to us here. So this is the opportunity we all have. We are otherwise, yes, about this thief mentality, as it is said here in the purport. Thief mentality, there is a saying that honesty among thieves. If you don't recognize, even if you are a philanthropist, you are a altruist or what, a humanitarian, a socialist, there are so many names you can give for, you know, but then I don't believe in God. Because I am doing what has God doing? Why there is suffering? I am the one who is relieving people's suffering. No belief in God. But that is, in Ishopanishad, if you read the third verse, it says there are only two types of people. Who are the two types of people? It's very offensive if you tell someone who is suras and asuras. Suras are one who accept the Supreme Lord, and everyone is included in asuras. That means even if you are doing great work, but if you don't accept, it's common sense, isn't it? Everything belongs to Lord. The sunshine and this and that and all the natural gifts, everything is coming from God and you take it. So that is thief mentality. Here it is said it is thief. In the purport it is said, Shatadhanva, you thought that Shamantaka jewel is mine and I am living under your care. That is, it's mine. So it's a thief mentality. So all this thief mentality comes with false misconception in life, whatever conceptions, I and mine. But this is the foundation of fear. So the degree this conception is there, fear is natural. To overcome this, you have to break this conception. And that conception can be broken. Golokera premadana harinam sati. By chanting with this understanding, oh my Lord, when can you break this misconception? That I am not this, it is not mine. It is very difficult. It's very difficult. Huh? You will be surprised that few days back I was there in one. I mentioned this before. Of course, one speaker, I don't know what is his conclusion of all his philosophy, but I happened to be there. So to impress the people, because the gathering was doctors, so he said, the title given to him was Virus of Attachment. So now doctors understand virus. Virus is a very dangerous disease. It causes, dengue. People die. Virus. But he wanted to tell that, do you know what is the most dangerous disease? He said, virus of attachment. Now we'll discuss about attachments can be dangerous. Does anyone think like that? That attachment can be dangerous? But he can understand that attachment is the cause of all suffering. But that doesn't mean detachment means to be irresponsible. Detachment means to be responsible for higher purpose in life. So a person is, in the name of detachment, he should not become lazy and say that I am detached. So with attachment, he works very hard for that detachment and becomes fearless in life. And in fearless, quality of service is better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Appearance Day Maha Mahotsav ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.